With the city's $222 million budget deficit, citywide layoffs, and record traffic congestion, you may think Los Angeles has enough problems on its hands. But one problem is threatening to bring LA to its knees. A crack epidemic. Well, a sidewalk crack epidemic.
This is a serious safety condition.
Residents like Peter Griswold are upset at city officials for letting the problem get this bad.
People get hurt and people can die from falling down and hitting their head on the sidewalk and breaking bones.
About 2,500 claims a year are made against the city from people who hurt themselves on these bad boys. It's also why the city's Public Works Department didn't want to sit down for our interview. Thankfully, the city has a comprehensive plan to survey all of the city's sidewalks, so don't worry, it shouldn't be a problem at all. It's going to take 3 years and cost... Whoa! $10 million?
A ridiculous number. Everybody thinks it's too high.
The idea of spending $10 million to do something that should have been the business of the streets department all along, and for which there are much cheaper alternatives, is ridiculous.
Who's this guy?
Adrian Moore. I'm Vice President of Policy at Reason Foundation.
Moore knows a lot about how city governments work, and as you can see, he's walked down a sidewalk or two in his day.
First of all, if you think about just the business of the streets department, it should be fundamental to their business that they know what they have, they know what condition it is. Clearly, they don't have any of that. They don't even know where the sidewalks need to be repaired. They're starting from scratch, which means they have not been doing their job for the last two decades.
So if City Hall can't do its job and the best thing they can come up with is a $10 million plan, is there anyone who can help save LA from this crippling mess?
I could do it for nothing.
For nothing?
It's all volunteers. They would go out and document it with a photograph and a GPS.
Documenting its exact location.
And email it instantaneously. Contractors would bid to repair the sidewalk problem within a particular grid area that might have 10 or 20 or 100 locations for that particular contract.
What Peter Griswold's trying to do with volunteers, the advantage that has is that it's decentralized. It all makes perfect sense to me.
Moore says it may be hard to implement on a large scale, but you have to stack that up against the usual way city governments fix local problems, namely writing a fat check to a contractor so they don't have to deal with it anymore.
Well, the way we've always done it is we write a contract, a company goes out, they come back, they give us a report, it's got all the data in it, and we write them a big check for $10 million and everybody's happy. With volunteers, they would actually have to manage the process and make the data useful themselves, so contracting is much easier for the street department, but it costs $10 million. I'd say take on the management challenge and save the $10 million. That's why, that's why we promoted you to director of department.
Yeah, but what do volunteers know about city infrastructure? They're not professionals.
Yeah, you could say, well, these volunteers are not professionals, but on the other hand, they're clearly motivated to do the job for its own sake. They want to improve their neighborhoods. They use the dog on sidewalks.
Moore says these uplifted sidewalk cracks are indicative of something bigger. Bureaucracy run amok.
One of the problems that bureaucracies have, and LA in particular has, is nobody who manages these departments actually invest the management effort in saying, let's be ruthless about prioritizing what's most important, where the resources need to go, what's going to bring the most benefit to the most people, and stop doing all the trivial and expensive and low benefit stuff. Instead, it's a government of, we got to do everything for everybody all the time, always, we got to respond to every request, and we can't prioritize because that would be picking and choosing, and so we waste resources right and left.
As for Griswold, he'll keep trying to get the city to adopt his plan. And they better watch out because it doesn't look like this guy is giving up.
I'm just trying to help. I can be a little bit assertive. I'm not a very good wallflower. I wish I was more handsome to go with my own mouth sometimes, but whatever.